Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm Anna and I'm so happy to have you here again. In our last episode, we talked about Cain and Abel and learned how our choices can affect our lives and the lives of others around us. Today, we'll hear about a man named Noah and how God gave him a very special mission during a time when the world had forgotten to follow God. Today's story is from Genesis chapters 6 to 8. Are you ready to dive into this incredible story? Let's begin! A long time ago, after the time of Cain and Abel, people began to fill the earth. But something sad happened. Many of them stopped following God. They made bad choices and forgot about His love. This made God very sad because He loves His creation so much. But there was one man who still listened to God and loved Him. His name was Noah. God gave Noah a special task with specific instructions. He explained that the people had turned away from Him. But he wanted to save Noah, his family, and the animals. God commanded Noah to build a large boat called an ark, providing detailed measurements and instructions. The ark would need to be big enough to hold Noah's family and two of every kind of animal. Can you imagine what that must have been like? A huge boat that would carry elephants, giraffes, lions, and even tiny ants. And all of them safe from the coming flood. It was a big job, but Noah followed every instruction carefully, showing his trust and obedience to God. Can you imagine hammering and sawing every day for years? Let's pretend to hammer. Great job! Once the ark was finished, God told Noah to bring two of every kind of animal into the ark. God also told Noah to gather enough food for everyone, his family and animals alike. When it was time, God shut the door of the ark. Then, it began to rain. At first, it was just a few drops. Can you make the sound of raindrops? But soon, it rained harder and harder until water covered the whole earth. Noah and his family were safe inside the ark, just as God had promised. The rain lasted for 40 days and 40 nights, but Noah trusted God. Finally, the rain stopped, and the waters began to go down. Noah sent out a dove to see if it was safe to leave the ark. The dove came back with an olive leaf in its beak, a sign that dry land was near. When the earth was dry, God told Noah to come out of the ark with his family and all the animals. Noah built an altar to thank God for keeping them safe. And God made a special promise, called a covenant. He put a rainbow in the sky and said, "Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." The rainbow was a sign of God's love and promise to His creation. What an amazing story! Noah trusted God even when it seemed like a big and difficult task. God took care of Noah, his family, and all the animals. And the rainbow reminds us that God always keeps His promises. Here's something to think about. Are there times when it's hard to trust God? Maybe when you're scared or don't understand what's happening. Just like Noah, we can trust that God is with us and has a plan for our lives. Thank you for joining me today to hear about Noah's Ark and God's rescue plan. Next time, we'll learn about a big promise God made to a man named Abraham. It's a story about trust, blessings, and how God's plans are always good. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.